For example, PA-FTT Kurt, today's date is 04/10/2025. Dictation is for Barry Bethia. Bethia spells B-E-T-H-E-A. Barry spells B-A-R-R-Y. Date of birth is 05/06/1960. This is a 64-year-old gentleman here with throat pain period. Patient said this has been going on for approximately 7 days or more. Was seen by his primary care provider who gave amoxicillin with no improvement. He stated that he had a test for strep which was positive. Patients say that in the past, whenever he has this, he will get a shot of steroid and a shot of Rocephin, and that takes care of it, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient reports runny nose. He said discharge from his nose is green. Next line, patient reports fever. Next line, patient reports chills, fatigue, and tiredness. He said he has a productive cough, so it's that cough is productive of green sputum, period. Next paragraph, past medical history. Mitral valve prolapse. Correction. Aortic stenosis. Next paragraph. Surgical history. Aortic valve replaced. Next paragraph. Medication, amoxicillin. Warfarin. Next line, allergies none. Next line, a family history is none. Next line, social history, patient endorses alcohol and tobacco use. He endorses drug use in the past, but none at the moment. So the last time he used was approximately 40 years ago. Next paragraph. Review systems. Correction. Next paragraph, physical exam. He's alert-oriented and mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98% of room air. Blood pressure is 145 over 85. Pulse 57. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.3 pre. Next paragraph, throat. Edematous, erythematous, tonsils, pharynx, uvula. Exudate is present. Uvula is midline and mobile. Next paragraph, neck. Full range of motion or rigidity. No meningeal signs. There is tender nose and anterior cervical triangle bilaterally period. Next paragraph, respiratory good, inspiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph, cardiac regular rate and rhythm. Next paragraph, abdomen distended secondary to obesity, no visible peristalsis, no guarding. Period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli. Period. Next paragraph, abdomen distended. Correction. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort or range of motion. He bears weight well with no ontologic gait. Period. Next paragraph, neuro, alert, oriented, times 3, cranial nerves, 2, 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effects are normal. Period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is acute pharyngitis. Number 2 is rhinitis. Number 3, is chills. Number 4 is bronchitis, period. Next paragraph, in the clinic today, patient received the following: Rocephin 1 gram IM, dexamethasone 10 milligrams IM. He was observed for approximately 15 to 20 minutes, then re-evaluated. He reports improvement, period. He was comfortable being discharged. He was sent home with the following medication: XYZ mouthwash, number 80 mils. He will use 20 mils, gargle and spit out daily. For 4 days, next medication, prednisone, 10 milligrams, day 1, 5 PO, day 2, 4 PO, day 3, 3 PO, day 4, 2 PO, day 5, 1 PO for a total of 50. Next medication, Tessalon, 100 milligrams, 1 PO, TID for 10 days. Number 30, next medication, doxycycline, 100 milligrams, 1 PO, BID for 7 days. Number 14, advice to increase fluids, to come back to the clinic if worse. If worse, if not, go to the nearest emergency room if we are closed. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none and a petition.